Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Echa Gittel, Avram Mordechai ben Echa Gittel, and Simcha ben Echa Gittel, Bracha v'Hatzlecha b'chol Maaseh Yadayim. The topic is shiur pruta l'shitas Rashi, based on the Chayilug Sefer Shari Chaim of Hagon Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Sefer Tzadik v'Bracha, in his Sefer on Kedushin and Simon Gimel. The Gemara says, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Kiddushin, that Chalipin is not a valid form of Kiddushin, exchanging barter, that type of kinyan. Says the Gemara, I might have thought that since we learned Kicha Kicha Mistei Efren, just like a Sada can be acquired with Chalipin, so to a woman, Kamash Vlon, that not, frek the Gemara, maybe tak a woman can be acquired with Chalipin, how do we know she can? And says the Gemara, because Chalipin can be done with even less than a Shavar Pruta. And a woman with less than a Shavar Pruta is not Makna herself, Rashi explains, because it's a Gnai, since less than a Shavar Pruta is a Gnai. So, and Chalipin can be done with less than a Shavar Pruta, so the whole Kinyan is not a valid Kinyan. Comes Tosis, and Tosis says, if the whole word is Gnai, if it's just insulting to her, then if she extended her hand and she was Makabel Kedushin with less than a Shavar Pruta, it should work. And the Mordechai adds, and the Kashi of Tosus and Rashi, Vim Kain B'masnis and Amay Tanan Pruta. So why in the Mishnah did we learn that it has to be a Pruta? It should work with even less than a Pruta. So this is very difficult to understand, such a Kashi. Why would you have a Havamina that Kedushin can work with less than a Shava Pruta? Hare, we know that Kinyanim never work with less than a Shavar Pruta, like it says in Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, later on in the Gemara, and in numerous places, it says that you can't do Kinyanim with less than a Shavar Pruta. Even though the time of Gnai isn't Shaykh, time of Gnai is only Shaykh to an Isha, that it's a Gnai with less than a Shavar Pruta. But other Kinyanim, there's no Inyan of Gnai buying something with less than a Shavar Pruta, buying an item. And yet, you still can't buy with less than a Shavar Pruta. Why not? What's the reason? The reason is, it's because less than a Shavar Pruta is not called Kesef. So if less than a Shavar Pruta isn't called Kesef, so why do we need to come onto the time of Gnai? We could have just said that less than a Shavar Pruta is not Kesef, so why do we have to say that less than a Shavar Pruta is Gnai, and that's why Chalifin doesn't work as a Kenyan, because Chalifin can be done with less than a Shavar Pruta and it's a Gnai. Tell me better. Tell me that it's not called Kesef. The Ranning Subis and Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph writes that even though Ribis less than a Shavar Pruta doesn't have an Isser Torah, nevertheless there is an Isser Derabanan because it's no worse than Ribis Devarim. So Ribis with less than a Shavar Pruta, interest with less than a Shavar Pruta, is only Isser Derabanan because it's no worse than Ribis Devarim with verbal Ribis, excessive thanks, which is also an Isser. So just like Ribis Devarim is Isser, so too Ribis with less than a Shavar Pruta is also Asr. Akopanam is not Asr Midoraisa. For an Isra Doraisa, you need to have a Pruta. But for Isra Darabanan, it's enough, as learned from Ribis Devarim. So less than a Pruta is Asr Darabanan. The Achronim ask, wait a second, Gezel's Asr Minatora, even less than a Shavar Pruta, Midin Chatzishir, like the Magad Mishnah writes in Hilchos Geneva, Perak Aleph Halacha Beis. So here also we should Asr Midin Chatzishir. So the Achronim answer, that it's not chazal, it's terufe, because once you have a loan of less than a Shavar Pruta, you cannot combine. A second loan is not going to combine to the first loan. Two loans are on bitstarif to the Isser Ribis. So memela, since it's not chazal, it's terufe, it can't be Asr Midin Chatzi Shir Mashen Ken Geneva. You can be mitzarif another Geneva and then make it into a whole Shir. So we're still left with the Kasha. It should at least be Asr Midirabbanan Midin Chatzi Shir, even if it's not chazal, it's terufe. Like the Nel Yehuda famously writes in his Tshuvan, Madura Tinyan Rechaim Simenon Gimel. So, you're right, Midarais, you can't say Yisr Chatzi Shir, but at least Midarabanan there should be a Chatzi Shir, even though it's not Chazil, it's Tarufe. Because of the Yisr of the Nel Yehuda, they didn't say Chazil, it's Tarufe to a whole Shir. Now, Royal, it's Daif to a whole Shir, but it's still going to be Asr Darabanan. So, why does the Ran have to come on to the reason of Ribis Tvarim? And we have a more simple reason. Because of Chatzi Shir, that's why less than a Pruta should be Asr and Ribis. And you don't have to say because it's no worse than Ribis Devarim, which is also not money and it's Asr. So here also it's not money and it's Asr because it's Ribis Devarim. Because it's no worse than Ribis Devarim. Say that it's Asr al Chatzi Shir. So The Achorna Mar Ma'arich from Rav Chaim himself in Siman Aleph was based in the Sefer is Ma'arich that a Shir Pruta is not a Shir per se, rather it's the Shem Mammon. A Pruta is money. Less than a Shavu Pruta isn't a Chatzi Shir of Mammon, it's not Mammon at all. So, according to that, Ribbis Pachas Mishavu Pruta is Mutter because it's not money at all. Don't tell me it's a half a Shir, it's nothing. So that explains why you have to come on to Ribbis Tvarim. The only problem is that why then by Geneva and Gezela do we say that a half a shear is Aser? As the Magid Mishnah says at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, that Pachas Mishav Pruta is Aser Min HaTorah Mitin Chatzi Shear. It's not money at all. So how are you answering it out Chatzi Shear? Not even Mammon. So in order to explain this, we have to go to a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Davnim Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschet Saira. There it says that a Ben Noach is Muzhar and Gzelas Pachas Bishav Reputa from a Jew, even though afterwards the Jew is Mochel. Why? Because Tzara B'Shaita Mi Leslai. Does he not have Tzar at the time that it was taken from? So even though afterwards he's going to be Mochel, but still at the time it was taken from, he has Tzar. Memela Goy is Muzhar. A Goy is Chai for stealing even less than a Shav Reputa from a Jew. So Rashi says, Hilkoch Gezel Hu, therefore it's Gezel, El Shein Bezdin Niskok and Lashiva de Basir Achim Mochela. But Bezdin isn't going to get busy making sure that he return it, because later on he's going to be Mochel. Vishrob Yisrael Nami Aser, a Jew stealing less than a Shav Reputa from a Jew is also Aser. But Umayavar Belav Lo Aver, but he's not over on a Lav. Tchsiv Lo Sigzov, Heshav Sigzel, it says not to steal and to return the stolen object. Amidi di hishavan kari gazel vidachlo. Only something you have to return is called gazel and something else not. So since this half a pruta does not have to be returned to a Yisrael, mimela, there's no Yisrael of gazel. Avol b'men noach she gazel lav bar shavahu. But according for ben noach, that the gazel is not returned. Shekol dina lemisas, whole din is misa. There's no din of a heshev esegzela. Lo nafik pachas mishav pruta mechal pruta. Pachas mishav pruta is not out of the realm of a pruta. It's still within the category of a pruta. Ba'af v'shegazel mi Yisrael demachil le'basarach. Even though he stole it from a Jew who's going to be mochel afterwards, since at the time it was considered gzela, even though afterwards he's going to be mochel, you can't say that it's considered gzela. You can't say that it's not considered gzela because it doesn't have to be returned. That only works for the Jew, because the Jew is all dependent on whether or not the money has to be returned. And since less than a shavu pruta doesn't have to be returned, there's also not an itzer of gezel. But for a goy with his no union of hashava, mamele, even less than a pruta is going to be considered aser and a chiyuv misa for the goy. Even less than a shavu pruta, that's considered gezel for the goy, because it's not totally in Hashava, and Memela, it's included in under the rubric of being over on the Isser of Gezel, even though the Jew is going to be Mochel later, because at the time he had the Tsar, and that's enough, it's over. But for the Jew, since it's Bar Hashava, it's not an Isser, it's still Usser, but it's not in the category of Gezel, strictly speaking. Because we have this Hekesh of Lo Sigzol and Beheshev Sigzel. Since by a Jew it's not Chayiv in Hashava, this less than a Shav Pruta, and Mela is also not in the category of Lo Sigzol. Now the Machane Ephraim and Uchus Gzel is mistapik about a Ganav who steals less than a Shav Pruta, and the Bailam don't know. Does he have to return the money? Because since he doesn't know, he hasn't yet been Mochel. Even though afterwards he's going to know and he's going to be Mochel, nevertheless, the Bailam still don't know right now. So it reminds us of the case of Yesh Shalom Das, which is Lo Ave Yesh, when he's only going to be Mesiyash afterwards, and right now he hasn't been Mesiyash, and the person finds the object, it's not considered Yesh. So to hear, if the Bailam don't know about it, he has to return it, because he hasn't yet been Mochel, even though you know he's going to be Mochel later on. So we see that the Machane Ephraim understands that less than a Shav Pruta, which is not b'hashava, there's no chiyuv of hashava, because afterwards he's going to be mochel. We taka need mechila before. We need active mechila. If there's no mechila, there's no chiyuv hashava. As if there's no mechila, there is a chiyuv hashava, because it's all talu in mechila before. And so writes the Menchas Chinuch, that the lesson of Shavar Pruta doesn't require Hashava is because of Mechila. If there's no Mechila, like if you stole from a Chereshite of a Katan, or not B'nai Mechila, the person screams that he's not Mochel, or there was Geneva and the Bailam don't know, it requires Hashava, because there has to be Mechila before. So in Rashi we see, not like the Menchas Chinuch, apparently in the Machane Ephraim, because even in an instance according to Rashi where there's no mechila b'foal, it doesn't require hashava, because Rashi writes, why is he not over on Pachas Mishava Bruta on the Yisr of Lo Sigzol? Because the lav is hukash to the assay. There's an equation between the lav and the assay. Only something that needs to be returned is called gezel, and you're over on Lo Sigzol. In other words, min hadin, even less than a Shavar Pruta should be over on Lo Sigzol, because there is Sar B'Shaite. But there's a hekesh between the Isser and Gzela and the Chiyuv of Hashava, and since there's no Chiyuv Hashava, since there is no Chiyuv Hashava, there is also no Isser Gzela. Now, if you say that when there's no Mechila before, if there's no active Mechila, there is a Chiyuv Hashava, so that it will emerge then that there is always a Chiyuv Hashava unless in a Shavar Pruta. Just the Mechila is misalik this Chiyuv. So how can you equate and say that there's no lav of gzela if it's less than a shavar pruta? Bishas hagzela, there's still no mechila, because there's sara b'shaite, because at that moment, the second he finds out there is sar, there wasn't yet mechila. So that means at the moment the person finds out about the gzela, there's tsar, and at that moment there's no mechila. And at that moment there is Hashava. So kumtois, that b'shas hagzela, he's chayev b'hashava. So since b'shas hagzela, he is chayev b'hashava, because there is tsar at that moment, how can Rashi go ahead and say that there's no iser gzela? If the iser gzela is tolerating the chiyuv hashava, at the moment of finding out, there is a chiyuv hashava. If it's only Aser B'Gzela, if there's a Chiyuv Hashava, but if there's no Chiyuv Hashava, there's no Iser Gzela, then how can you say that less than a Shavar Pruta, there's no Iser Gzela? According to Rashi, we start off with a Chiyuv Hashava. B'Shas HaGzela, the moment he finds out about this thievery, there is Tsar. The moment there's Tsar, there is a Chiyuv Hashava. That means that there is Hashem Gzela here. He is over on Gezel. And only afterwards he's Mochel. So how can Rashi say that it's not called Lo Sigzel? Ay, B'Shas HaGzela, there is a Chiyuv Hashava, and therefore there should be Lo Sigzel. So Muchruch Midivrei Rashi, that the reason of afterwards he's going to be Mochel doesn't require Mechila B'Foal. Since it's derech b'nei adam to be mochel on pachas b'shavar pruta, so it's not considered mamon legabe hashava, because chashivas of mamon is tliya b'das b'nei adam. And since people are not makbid in hashavas pachas b'shavar pruta, it's not considered mamon le'inyan hashava, and memele is pater from hashava in all instances, and you don't need mechilas nigzal before. The very fact that the mitzis of the world is that people are mochel less than hashavar pruta, since afterwards this person is going to be mochel less than hashavar pruta, he doesn't need to have mechila before at that moment. Rather, even at that moment he does have tsar, at that moment he's not mochel, since afterwards he's going to be mochel. That removes his chiyuv hashava before from the get-go, from the very outset, and therefore it is not considered lo sigzo, because lo sigzo is only from the outset is a chiyuv hashava. According to Rashi, there's never a chiyuv hashava, because the derech of the olam is not to be makbid on hashavas pachos mishava putav. Afterwards he's going to be mochel. And since afterwards it's going to be mochel, you don't need mechila b'foal now. You just need there to be metzias of mechila, that we know that it's going to happen. And memela, at the moment of the gzela, there's no chiyuv hashava, and there's no mitzvah of veheshiv. It's a gzela, and therefore there's no iser of gezel. So that's all as far as the inyan of hashava is concerned, that it's not considered mamon linyan hashava. But linyan gzela, Linyan Gzela, since people are makbid, that you shouldn't be gozel, even pachas mishava pruta. It's considered mama. And he should be over on lo sigzol, and he just shouldn't be chayev to do hashava. Because the hashava afterwards, the fact that there is, and afterwards he's going to be mochel, so the fact that people afterwards are mochel, there's mechil in the world, memela, that patters him from hashava. But the etzem gzeil, at that moment there is tsar, there is tsar b'shayate, so therefore he should be chayev on the gezel. So on that comes the hekesh, and tells us that if it's not mamon linyan hashava, you're not over mishum lo sigzel. So the hashava creates a reality where you're also, where the person is also not over on lo sigzel, even though for the etzem hageneva gzeila he should be chayiv. Why should he be chayiv? Because there is tsara b'shate, even though basar hachi is mochel, afterwards he's mochel, but there's tsara b'shate, it should be gezel. So the answer is, the explanation is that since there's no chayiv hashava from the outset, there is also no gezel, because the gezel is the contingent on the chiyuv hashava, because the pasuk says lo sigzel and beheshet asakzela, and there's a hekesh. So since there's no beheshet asakzela, mele is no sigzel. So now we understand what Rashi writes: of Yisrael, b'Yisrael, nami yaser, after lo aver below sigzel. A Jew is not allowed to steal less than a shavu pruta from a Jew, even though he's not over on lo sigzel. What iser are we referring to? We're referring to the chatzi shir iser min haTorah, like the Magid Mishnah writes. We already asked, wait a second, how's it shaykh to Dan to talk about a chatzi shir on pachas mishava pruta? Pruta isn't midin shir, pachas mi pruta doesn't have a shame moment. So how can Rashi say that it's usser even though you're not over on lo sigzel? So l'fiyah mavur b'divrei Rashi, it emerges that linyan gzela, even pachas mishava pruta, is considered mama, even though it doesn't have the lav of lo sigzel, because it's hukash lahashava. This hekesh is not mechadesh that it's not mamun legabi gzela. Rather, here it's a shir, that you need a shir pruta le'inyan iser gzela. And since you need a shir le'inyan iser gzela, you need a shir pruta, here you have a chatzi shir, and therefore you now let us steal less than a shava pruta, because of the din of chatzi shir aser min haTorah. So the chiddush here is that the hekesh is not a chadesh that a chatzi shir isn't mamon. A chatzi shir in the realm of gzeila remains mamon. The hekesh is mechadesh that it doesn't have to be returned, and therefore there's no lo sigzel. But it's still considered mamon. So then when he steals this half of shpruta, it doesn't have to be returned. It's not strictly speaking lo sigzel, but it's still a chatzi shir, because in the realm of gzeila, less than a pruta is considered mamon. It just doesn't have to be returned because of the hekesh of v'heshev es hagzeila and lo sigzel. But it is considered mamon, because there is tsara b'shaite. People are makbid on this. People don't want their half a pruta to be stolen. Therefore, by gzeila, it does have a din of chatzi shir, so the Magid Mishnah is correct. Masha'en came by ribis, pachas b'shava pruta is not considered mamon. By ribis, less than a pruta isn't money at all, because only in gzeila, since people are makbid, it's considered mamon. Masha'en came ribis. And therefore, in ribis, you can't talk about a chatzi shir, because it's not a shir, it's be'etzem shem mamon. So you see that you can have, it can be mamon for one thing and not mamon for something else. So for gzeila, it is considered mamon, a half a shir. And ribis, a half a prut, is not considered mamon. So concludes Rabbeinu Chaim. V'nimtzeinu le'meidim, didin pachas mishav pruta mischalik. So we learn that the din of pachas mishav pruta, it depends. The le'inyan habe'ein atzmai yesh lo chashivas mamon. Ve'af b'chol haTorah, kevin de b'nei Adam makpidin alav shelo yigzeluhu mehem. Aval le'inyan l'schayv avura o l'hashivo lo chashuv mamon kevin shederech b'nei Adam limchol alav. So you see that it has half a pruta has a chashivas of mammon, even in the whole Torah. Why? What gives it a chashivas of mammon? Because people are makbid that you shouldn't steal it. Since people are makbid that you shouldn't steal it, it gives it chashivas. But as far as being chayiv to return this money, there's no chiv. It's not considered money since it's the derech b'nei adam limchol alav. There's no chiv hashava because people are mocha. But as far as the etzim shem mamon, a half a pruta has a shem mamon. And according to this, we understand Rashi very well, that the reason less than a sheva pruta doesn't work in Kiddushin is because it's a gnai. And earlier on we asked, in Kinyanim, where you don't have the reason of gnai, less than a sheva pruta doesn't work either. So we can explain this based on the yesod of Kinyan Kesef. That Kinyan Kesef is that it's the yesod of Reb Shimon. Needs to be kesef achozer. The yisod of kinyan kesef is that it only is called a kinyan kesef if you have to recompensate the person for the money. If this money requires recompensation, so then it's called kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef shel mechira hu mashe mischayv lahashiv tumuraso. V'lechein shem mamon hasem talei b'din mamon dehashava. When you're talking about any other kinyan kesef, you're talking about hashava. The whole vort is hashava. Do you have to pay the person back? It has to be considered mamon out hashava, as far as hashava is concerned. And therefore, less than a sheva pruta doesn't work in other kinyanim. Because if we need kesef achozer, less than a sheva pruta, we've been explaining, isn't kesef achozer. But by kedushin, that the etzem habe'ein of the kesef is kone. So we can say that the be'ein, even less than a sheva pruta, is considered mamon, is considered kesef. Because if not for the hekesh of hashava, that it's only gzela, if it requires hashava, the person would be over on lo sigzo. But this hekesh is not mechadish, that less than a sheva pruta isn't money at all. Less than a sheva pruta is money. It's just not money that requires hashava, it's not kesef achozer. And therefore it should acquire in kedushin. And that's why Rashi had to come on to the reason of gnai hula. You know why it doesn't work by kedushin? For a different reason. Ganayula. Is it mammon? Yeah, it's mammon. It is mammon. So when we're in the realm of ribis, since it's not derech b'nei adam lahakbid, so there, in the realm of ribis, it's not considered mammon at all. In the realm of gzela, and in general, a chatzi shir is considered mammon. So if it's considered mammon, then why doesn't it work for other kinyanim? And the answer is because it's not doesn't require hashava, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin. The lesson, since ultimately, in the end, people are going to be mochel on this less than a chatzi shir, it doesn't require hashava. So it's not kesef achozer. If it's not kesef achozer, it doesn't work for kinyanim. Because for kinyanim, it has to be the type of kesef that requires me either to return the kesef or to return the value of the kesef. But less than a sheva pruta doesn't require me to return anything. Mimela doesn't work for kinyanim. But by kedushin, where the etzem habe'ein of the money is what's kone, it's the money itself. And we said the less than a sheva pruta is considered money. Less than a sheva pruta should work. Chalifin should be a good kinyan. And that's why Rashi says, okay, but it's a gnai ula. So less than a sheva pruta, by kedushin you need a special reason, it's a gnai. And that's why less than a sheva pruta doesn't work. And with that, the whole kinyan of chalifin. So we should all be zoche, emir to Hashem, lil moldu lelameid lishmor velasos, and we should be zoche to learn a piece of Gemara, like Rav Chaim. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for learning with me. Have a great day. Shalom.